What's up, guys? It's your girl, Talia Gaucher, also known as T. Welcome to Boss Your Life Up podcast. In this podcast, expect to have your self-love and self-awareness expanded. And big boss talk. This podcast is about being the boss of your peace and your happiness. So what you waiting on? Boss Your Life Up. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Talia Gaucher, and I'm back here with another podcast. This one, I'm going to tell y'all up front, it's probably going to be short because I'm taking a different approach. This time, I'm telling you guys about a bad week that I had. I want to start off by saying, if I sound weird, I'm trying to fight this here sickness that's trying to attack me. This whole weather switch up with Georgia, it was just 95 degrees Wednesday, now it's below 60. It's okay, we're gonna move forward. I'm good. So like I said, we're gonna talk about my experience here, because I think some people misinterpret how the experience of self-loving and falling in love with oneself, how that experience may go. And some people, I hope not all people, but I know some people think that, you know, all right, once I start paying attention and loving myself, it's smooth sailing from there. Ain't nothing bad gonna happen. I'm a firm believer, and I can sit here and tell you right now, that's not the case. The whole purpose of the self-love process is to know how to reel yourself back in when you're having those bad days or having those bad weeks, because you care about yourself enough to say, okay, this depression isn't about to hold me down any longer because I'm stronger than that, and I've already defeated that person. I've already defeated that depression monster. So, in my case, on October 23rd, which was a Wednesday, I hit a crossing point with self-love and loving myself. I don't know what it was. Like, that day, I woke up, I said my daily motivational words: you're beautiful, you're worthy, today's gonna be a great day. No one can stop you, only you can stop you, but you're not going to stop you because you got to get it, you know? So I told all myself all of those things, and I just knew that day was going to be a great day. And so throughout the day, I noticed my moods was changing, and it honestly felt like a dark cloud was over my head. Like, I don't know. It felt like, I guess this is how the world feels when it's raining. Like, that dark cloud is just over that city. I felt like that dark cloud was over my head, and I couldn't shake that cloud no matter how fast I moved. And no matter how much I tried to ignore it and how much I try not to pay attention to it, I couldn't shake it. Like, that inner voice was speaking so negatively to me, and the whispers from that little voice, they became screams. And when I wanted to scream back positive stuff, I don't know what, it was like my strength disappeared. It was like that dark cloud has rained all over me to the point where I don't have the strength to fight back. And so I was mad at myself, and I was questioning, where did I go wrong throughout the day? And I thought it would only last a day. And it ended up lasting almost 2 weeks. Mind you, I say this is on October 23rd. I just couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. And I got caught up in, you know, work and school. And I got caught up into all these things to the point where I forgot about me. And sometimes we get so, we're like, okay, I'm on a roll with this whole self-love thing. Ain't nobody stopping me. I'm doing my thing. Nobody's making me unhappy. I'm making myself happy. You know, we get on this roll, and so we forget to pay attention to the small details that lead up to the dark cloud that appears over our head. And so in that case, that day, I didn't hold someone accountable. I know my last episode was on accountability, but I didn't hold someone accountable, and I felt like complete shit about that. But I didn't know I was going to feel like my damn world was upside down. But, excuse me, I told you guys I'm shaking this cold or whatever, but like I said, I was mad at myself. I was so mad at myself for not taking the time to evaluate and getting caught up with life. And like I say, I'm not perfect at times. And at times, you know, you get caught up in the funk. You get caught up and you have these days where you feel like complete shit. You feel like you don't know what's triggering this feeling. You don't know what it is. Or maybe you do know what it is. You just didn't pay attention to it, in my case. But you don't know what it is. So, in my case, I've been so lost these past couple of weeks. I've been so lost. Like, I don't know whether I'm going or coming. But I'm a firm believer. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, no matter how dark it is inside. No matter how dark that cloud is above your head, I promise you it's light above that cloud. It's light through that tunnel. You just got to get to it. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep grinding. You got to pay attention to yourself. And the process took quicker because, you know, I've dealt with depression in the past that lasted several months. Could have lasted a year. But this process took quicker because now I know and I've learned how to attack my inner mind when I'm going through those depressing things. So this didn't last months, but it did last 2 weeks. And I'm okay with saying that I wasn't myself. And I'm here to tell you that bad days will happen. There are days when you'll feel on top of the world, and there are days when you feel like the world is on top of you. And so that's when you take a break from the world. It took me some time to take a break from the world. And this past weekend, I decided, you know what? I'm going to delete all social media off my phone. I'm not going to talk to friends. I'm not going to talk to family. I'm not going to talk to anyone. Like, I'm just going to be to myself in my world. I meditated, I did some yoga, I stretched, I drank some wine, I watched me some movies, I wrote down affirmations for the week, I wrote down things that I want to get done for the week, I started my business plan. Like, I took time away from the world, and it felt so good, because I can say throughout the week, this past week, you know, Friday, I wasn't all the way there, but I knew that I could get there. And so when I took that time away from the world, it was refreshing. It is so refreshing. And it's refreshing because you are now not trying to live up to those expectations of what people expect for you. You are just, it's just you, your mind, and your heart. And it's just y'all three. That's it. Like, yeah, I wanted to download Twitter again. I wanted to download Facebook. But that's when that discipline came in. And I said, no, I'm not going to download those things. Because I don't want them to take away me trying to rebuild, which wasn't completely, you know, destructed. But continue to start by building up that self-love I had built for myself, because these past few weeks, I felt like complete shit. I felt like the world was on me. Like, I don't know. I felt so locked in and I couldn't get out. And so I decided to escape. And it's okay to escape, you know. I didn't escape from responsibilities. You know, I still did the things that I had to do. But I escaped into my own world. And so I let that dark cloud run its course. And I found myself regretting it over time because, you know, no one wants to be sad over a long period of time. No one wants to sit there and, mope around and meme mug all day. So after October 23rd, you know, I didn't tell myself I was beautiful. The day after that, I didn't tell myself I was worthy. The day after that, I didn't tell myself I was enough. So I let that dark cloud run its course, and I regretted it. I regretted it. Life is a learning lesson. It's a learning lesson. And in that situation that week, you know, it was like I woke up one day and I didn't know what was wrong. I was just sad. Like, I know plenty of people have had those days where they just wake up and it's just like, nothing triggered the sadness. Like, nothing triggered it. But you're just having a bad day. Like I said, I didn't hold someone accountable. Yeah, that was like maybe 2%. But the following days after that, I can't say what it was. So I had to pay attention to the gut feeling that I had when I opened my eyes for the first time in the morning. I had to pay attention to how heavy my breathing was when I woke up that next morning. And I noticed that I felt pressure. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's so hard to explain it, but I felt some pressure. Like, it was pressure on my heart. It was pressure on my mind. I had an outstanding headache. That's probably why I can't shake this cold, because something is going on in my life that I'm not paying attention to. And oftentimes, you know, we veer off and we get so caught up into the world. We get so caught up in work. I mean, it happens. It's going to happen. It's life. And we forget about ourselves. In my case, I did not forget about myself. I just wasn't paying attention to myself with a magnifying glass like I usually do. I was just holding off of the little bit of self-love that I was giving myself and putting more self-love off for next time. And that caught up with me. And so, like I said, I escaped from the world this past weekend, and I didn't talk to friends. I didn't talk to family members. I didn't talk to anyone in my life, you know, and they're probably mad at me, but so what? They will be okay. And it's not you being selfish. And if you have the thought that that's being selfish, it's not. You're putting yourself first. Of course, they text me and was like, oh, what's up? What you doing? This ain't like you. You're not on social media. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And I thought about, I was like, dang, maybe I should text them back. They probably worried about me. Yeah, they probably worried. But if I would have texted them back, I would have said, okay, well, I text them back. We're talking now. Then I would have got on social media. So I said, no, I'm not replying. I will reply to them when I'm ready, when I'm back to myself. Because right now I'm in my comfort zone. I drank some wine this weekend, you know, I just let my hair down. I played music. I was dancing around the house. I cooked this weekend. I went to the gym. I went to the park. I worked out, you know, and I can honestly say that I feel better because now I have paid attention to that dark cloud and I've washed it away. And now I know that the next day will be a great day because now I know, okay, you cannot not look at your life or look at your emotions or look at your feelings not without a magnifying glass. You have to have a magnifying glass. And I wanted to share, you know, my bad week with you guys and share what I went through these past few days since October 23rd. I just want to share that with you because I want you to know that it's not always going to be perfect. No matter how perfect someone paints a picture, it still took hard work behind the scenes. Like, The finishing product when they walk out the house may be perfect, but what's going on inner? What's going on inside their mind? What's going on inside their heart? And we have to pay attention to that for ourselves. We have to start placing a magnifying glass for ourselves and being detective for ourselves in our life when it comes down that when it comes down to our mental state, our emotions, everything. And it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to feel like the world is on top of you, but then you get back on top of the world. Because no. We beat that depression before. We're not to beat it again. Depression is like a little virus that comes around every once in a while, and it gets stronger and it gets stronger, but you get stronger too. You're your natural medicine for that depression. You're your natural medicine for those negative thoughts that come to your mind. You are the medicine. You can turn everything around. It just starts with training your mind. So when I took time away from the world, I wrote down things, and I've never written so much in my life. And I was just writing. I was writing what I want, like from you know, just simple things like my happiness to where I want to see myself in 10 years, where I want to see myself in 20 years. I wrote down that Corvette that I want. I wrote down that relationship that I want. I wrote down the person that I want to be. I wrote down the things that I want to help. And I was like, okay, it's time to get it cracking. Yeah, you, dark cloud, I let you run your course, but I'm back on top of the game now. It's my turn to do my thing. And so it starts with you. You know, that bad day starts with you, and that bad day ends with you. Your happiness starts with you, and it ends with you. You're in control of that. So take the time. If you feel like you're having a bad day and you feel like things are just going so wrong, take the time away from the world. And I don't mean take the time away and get on social media and socialize with everybody and their mama. It's okay not to. It's okay to disappear for a little bit so you can get yourself together. I'm not talking about disappearing and, you know, doing some other stuff that's not going to help you in a positive way. Disappear to help yourself. Just take some time away. And I probably shouldn't have fell off the face of the earth, but it is what it is. I did it. And I feel good. I don't even feel bad about it. Like, I seen y'all text messages. I did. And I appreciate you guys checking up on me, but I was doing something for myself. Because it's about oneself. And it wasn't selfish of me. It wasn't selfish. I was putting me first. So be selfish with yourself enough to say, okay, I'm going to take the time to push away from the world, to get my thoughts together, because life is overwhelming. The world is overwhelming. Shit happens in the world that will piss you off. Take the time that you need to get your life together, because if you let that dark cloud linger around too long, then it's going to become a thunderstorm. Then it's going to become rain. And that storm is going to be harder to tame. So catch it before it gets to that point. Don't do what I did and just let it sink in. Actually evaluate it. So all days aren't going to be perfect. And like I say, some days you're going to feel like you're on top of the world. Some days you're going to feel like the world is on top of you. And that is okay. But you get back on top of the world. Because you're a boss. You're a grinder. You're strong. You're magnificent. You're enough. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You're all of these things, and can't no one stop you but you. And you're not going to stop you because you better than that, and you want it enough. And I love y'all, and I thank y'all for listening to my bad days. And, you know, I'm going to have them, and I'm open enough to talk about them. You know, you don't have to be as open as me, but I'm open enough to talk about them because I don't want to give off the impression that I'm perfect or anybody's perfect. Life is rough. But you can make it smooth for yourself by the way you handle your things. And I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I can't wait until the next episode. I'm excited. I'm always excited when I'm doing these podcasts. Like I say, I'm in my own world right now. And I'm actually doing this podcast while I have escaped from the world. And so my mind is different. I'm more open now. My head is open. And bad days may come, but don't let those bad days be bad life, because you are better than that. And I love y'all. Thank you so much.